Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
In a KPBSD Board of Education meeting full of pleas, tears, and stories of Sterling Elementary's personal impacts, many faculty, students, and community members advocated keeping the school open. Amidst a projected budget deficit of approximately $17 million for the upcoming fiscal year, KPBSD is faced with making difficult budget cuts, including the closures of district schools. Following a Board of Education meeting at the end of April, Nikolaevis School and Sterling Elementary were placed on the chopping block for school closures, resulting in the permanent closure of Nikolaevis School on Monday. Many Sterling Elementary staff, students, and community members dressed in Sterling pride attended the meeting. They testified to keep their beloved school open.
This school is an amazing place. You have options that will not remove a school from a community. Please investigate them. Let's look at a way that we cannot close a school in a community. Cuts have to be made, and we have asked you to make those hard cuts.
That was Sterling Elementary kindergarten teacher Crystal Duvall. The school where Falcons learn to soar has roughly 130 current students. Elizabeth Kwame, principal of Sterling Elementary, highlighted various programs that make Sterling unique.
So I know that you have many difficult decisions ahead of you, but I urge you to please value Sterling Elementary. We are a school on the rise. We have shown impressive academic growth this year, and we offer a wealth of enriching opportunities to our students. So please, please allow us to continue our vital work in shaping the future of our children and the students in Sterling.
As the school year ends, many Sterling teachers are asked by their students whether they can return for the next school year. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Nearly 5 years after the murder of Soldotna's Keith Huss, the woman responsible will spend the rest of her life behind bars. On Monday, Superior Court Judge Michael Wolverton sentenced 39-year-old Sarah Jane Dayen to 68 years and 6 months in prison for Huss's murder and a string of related crimes that spanned from Kenai to Seward. In September of 2020, Dayen shot and ran over Huss, her court-appointed third-party custodian, just hours after her release from jail. Huss had picked her up from Wildwood pretrial, and the two were headed to Anchorage to work his food truck. The next morning, a passerby found Huss's body at a Turnagain Pass pullout. A manhunt followed, and troopers arrested Dayen later that day in Seward. She was convicted on 15 counts, including murder, vehicle theft, and weapons misconduct. The judge cited her use of a firearm and lack of remorse as aggravating factors. The sentence includes 30 years suspended and 10 years of probation if she's ever released. Lawmakers are considering a bill that would cap PFD payments at $1,000 and place income limits on who qualifies for the annual checks. House Bill 209 would create a ceiling of $1,000 maximum for future PFD payments. The bill would also restrict the payments to individuals who make less than $50,000 in federal adjusted gross income a year. The income limit for married couples would be $100,000 a year. A second hearing on the bill is scheduled for next Monday. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A teenager is dead after attempting to hydroplane his snow machine across a pond near Bethel. Reports say 17-year-old James McMillan was killed in the accident Saturday night. Police say McMillan was snow machine skipping with two other people when his snow machine sank into the water, dragging him down with it. Crews later recovered McMillan's body from the pond. Police say none of the teens were wearing life vests or proper safety equipment. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.